It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the rally in the commodity markets continues to surge forward as a lot of the grains and the meats continue to see new contract highs or all-time contract highs being triggered. A lot of this is due to premium being built in because of the war and because of weather. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the market.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, so far for this last week of April, we've seen Minneapolis wheat trading to new contract highs, Kansas City being pulled to new contract highs, corn getting up and testing its recent highs, and taking a look at soybean oil, also seeing some contract highs being triggered. And over in the meats, we're seeing live cattle trade at all-time contract highs, while the feeder cattle market are testing their recent contract highs. Pretty impressive to see the grains as we approach the end of April, seeing that kind of strength. Now, most of it is being tied, of course, to supplies or the lack of, especially as far as the cattle are concerned. But as far as the grains are concerned, a lot of the strength is continuing to come from the war premium being built in, as well as for weather concerns. For the war, we're seeing a little bit of differences of opinion as Iran wants to split talks for peace, one of them being taking care of the Strait of Hormuz, while another later date taking a look at the nuclear weapons issues. That doesn't bode well for the U.S. As far as weather, we continue to see cold, wet conditions in the northern plains, and wet conditions across the Corn Belt is expected for the next 14 days, all of that slowing down planting progress. At this point, planting is early, but with a little bit of delay, all of a sudden we can start to see a lot of late planting become into play. And that right now is pushing wheat and corn into being most of the crop being planted after its optimal planting date. That continues to help support the grains, but all it'll take is a little bit of warm weather, a little bit of more aggressive planting progress, and a little calmer attitude towards peace talks, and we could see these markets see some pretty heavy selling pressure come into play. We've hit targets where producers should be looking at making some sales, as these are some of the levels we haven't seen in quite a few years.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.